Impersonating brains, coming up on Science Update. The brains behind the accent. I'm Bob Hirshon, and this is Science Update.
Good evening, my fellow Americans.
Comedian Tina Fey was recently in the spotlight for her nearly flawless impersonation of Republican vice presidential candidate Sarah Palin. What makes some impressionists so good at what they do? Researcher Sophie Scott of University College London compared the brain activity of professional impressionists with that of average people. She says the amateurs use just the speech area of their brains while attempting to vocally impersonate famous people. But the professionals also used an area of their brain responsible for visual imagery.
We also find areas in motor cortex.
Scott says using these areas of the brain allows them to visualize what a famous person looks like and how they move, and then reproduce this in their own body. I'm Bob Hirshon for AAAS, the Science Society. How happiness spreads, coming up on Science Update. The Happiness Network. I'm Bob Hirshon, and this is Science Update. Only you can make yourself happy, right? Sounds like good advice, but it turns out that your own happiness may actually be strongly influenced by that of your friends and family. This according to James Fowler of the University of California, San Diego, and Nicholas Christakis of Harvard Medical School. They studied relationships between 5,000 people whose happiness had been measured over the course of 20 years. Fowler says that each happy friend or close relative increases your likelihood of being happy by 15%. And if a friend's friend is happy, your chances go up another 10%.
And the effect even extends up to 3 degrees. So if my friend's friend's friend becomes happy, it increases the likelihood that I'll be happy by 6%.
He says we may be hardwired to spread happiness because it fosters social harmony. I'm Bob Hirshon for AAAS, the Science Society. Washing your hands of guilt, coming up on Science Update. Cleaning up moral ambiguity. I'm Bob Hirshon, and this is Science Update. A new study suggests that people who have just washed their hands are less likely to judge ethically questionable acts such as lying on a resume as immoral. This according to psychologist Simona Schnall of the University of Plymouth in England. She and her colleagues had people watch an unpleasant toilet scene from a movie and then allowed half of them to wash their hands. Then they were asked to make a moral judgment about a questionable act.
Those participants who had been given a chance to wash their hands after feeling disgusted said that the moral transgressions were less bad than those participants who presumably were still feeling disgusted.
This suggests that our moral judgments are less rational than we might like to think, and that we may be hardwired to equate being clean with being moral to avoid illness. I'm Bob Hirshon for AAAS, the Science Society. A genetic sensitivity to placebos, coming up on Science Update. Genes and the placebo effect. I'm Bob Hirshon, and this is Science Update. For the first time, scientists have linked a specific gene variant to the placebo effect, at least in one situation. Psychologist Thomas Furmark of the University of Uppsala in Sweden says it started as a test of a new drug for social anxiety. Standard procedure requires giving some subjects a placebo or sham drug to see if the real one works. Furmark says 40% of the placebo group got better.
The clinical effect was as evident as it was in groups that were treated with active drugs.
The groups had different forms of a gene that controls a brain chemical called serotonin. But it's not yet clear how serotonin affects the placebo response. I'm Bob Hirshon for AAAS, the Science Society. How sex makes guys spend, coming up on Science Update. Did sex cause the recession? I'm Bob Hirshon, and this is Science Update. Men who plan to have multiple sexual partners are far more likely to pursue a reckless fiscal policy than men who plan to have few partners. This according to University of Michigan researcher Paul Kruger. In surveys filled out by men 18 to 45 years old, those with the riskiest financial strategies had more sexual encounters in the past and looked forward to more in the future. Kruger claims that taking fiscal risks shows females and competing males that you're rich and powerful. In other psychology news, scientists in Vienna have found that dogs will stop performing tricks if other dogs nearby get rewarded when they don't. The quality of the reward doesn't matter. Sometimes the researchers use just a little bread. Apparently, it's just the principle of the thing. I'm Bob Hirshon for AAAS, the Science Society.